From Spark and Anvil and Bugs Camp, this is Peak, in Chapter 1 of the Bugs Camp cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Peak is a soft cream and brown sparrow kid in a tiny moss green hood. She is always half hidden behind a chunky leaf or a flower. You can only see one round eye and one wingtip peeking out. The rest of her is behind the leaf. She lives in the Bug Camp's peeking corner, a spot full of big, chunky leaves. When Peak sees something interesting, she often only sees part of it, a wingtip behind a leaf, an antenna poking up, a flash of color. She peeks at the little piece she can see, tilts her head, and asks, "I see a wing. What is it?" Then she and her friends look for more of it to find out. Peak learned to love guessing when she was very small. One morning, she saw a tiny flash of orange behind a leaf, and she couldn't see the rest. She wanted to know right now. "A butterfly?" she whispered. "A flower? A little bug?" She made three guesses, and her tummy did a happy flip with each one. Then the creature stepped out, a bright orange moth. "I guessed butterfly," Peak says, "and it was a moth. But I wasn't wrong, I was thinking. Guessing is the fun part, finding out is the happy part, and I got to do both." Now she peeks and guesses at everything. Today, Beetle brings the kid to the peeking corner to visit Peak. Beetle stays right there, peeking too. "Watch Peak peek," Beetle says. "Then you peek. See part of something? Make a guess. I see a wing. What is it? Maybe a butterfly? Maybe a beetle? Let's find more of it and see." Peak peeks at a wingtip behind a leaf. "I see a wing. What is it?" A grown-up can guess too, and you can share your guesses. Every different guess is good thinking, and seeing the whole creature later shows which one matched. And Peak never says wrong. If the kid guesses butterfly and it turns out to be a moth, Peak just smiles. "I see a wing. What is it?" And they look together as it comes out from behind the leaf. A moth. Now we know. Guessing is thinking. Finding out is learning. Neither one is ever wrong. Sometimes Peak even peeks at her own friends. A bit of shell in the next corner. "I see a friend. What is it?" "It's crawl." Or a russet tail tip in the dirt. "That's wiggle." Peak's little hood is the same green as the leaves, so she blends right in. She's not hiding from anyone. She's just naturally hard to see, the way many small garden creatures are. And Beetle, the one who brought the kid, is peeking along the whole time. Three peekers. "I see a wing. What is it?" That's Peak. And when the creature finally steps out from behind the leaf, "A moth! Now we know!" The kid feels warm and happy inside, cozy and glad, like opening a little present. Guessing together with Peak and Beetle feels safe and soft and good. That happy, glad feeling, the now we know feeling, is the very best part of all. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Peak. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.